Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics forever. Words mean the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight, we have an exciting guest, Dylvin. Growing up in San Clemente, California, Dylvin performed on stage from a very young age. After graduating, his friends encouraged him to pursue music, where he began channeling his emotions into songwriting. In 2020, he released his first single, Dust of Love, which saw some success across socials, proving that there was an audience for his music. In 2021, he released his debut album, Falling Far From Home, a collection of songs that dive into his personal life experiences and heartbreak. After spending some time in the studio in early 2022, he released Drunk on Drugs, which has garnered 5.5 million views across TikTok and Instagram, once again proving there's a space and audience for his music.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Dylvin. How you doing, man?
What up, Sorontos? How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Welcome, man. So, got a kind of a cool story. How young were you when you started performing or doing this thing?
Well, the youngest I had been when I started performing was second grade. I did a little talent show, and then after that, I was kind of scared after I did that. It was fun, but I would say when I really started, it was about 3 years ago when I had started taking guitar lessons. I kind of really started falling in love again with performing. I always loved singing. And then I met a couple people that lived in San Clemente that were already in the music space that kind of gave me that push to like believe that music could be a real thing, you know?
Yeah, and that's important. Yeah, I was in, I remember in grammar school, I was petrified to do, I wanted to, and I did some like live shows and all sorts of plays, but man, it's good for you that you did that from an early age.
Oh, that's so sick. It's so interesting. Like when you're at that point in life, it's not like necessarily the cool thing. So you're like so self-conscious about it all, but then it is cool how like when you turn a certain age and meet people that have been through it, it gives you that like, you know, no one really gives a crap, you know?
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, we're all who we are. And growing up, people are like, what do you mean you want to do like acting or singing? Like, what's your real job? And I feel like that bias might be a little bit better nowadays, but it's still there. I think there is an undercurrent.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, anytime I go to a family function or to something that I haven't, or like somewhere where I haven't seen someone in a while, they'll always kind of give that like, how's music going? You know, not like, yeah. How's it going? How's the grind going? Like when, how's this? It's kind of like they have this thing in the back of their mind where they're like, they have no belief. And even though they act like they do, it's like, you know, let me show you what's up, you know? And then they're like, but you know what's up.
Well, it's funny because the way they're asking you is almost like they're wanting you to say, oh yeah, I gave that up because I failed. That's kind of the implication, right?
No, yeah, 100%. And that's what's crazy too, because I've noticed there's like a couple trigger words that like maybe make them believe that that specific answer isn't going to happen when you say like, oh, I'm going on a tour, or like, oh, a label reached out or something. And although that necessarily doesn't even mean that much in terms of that, that like suddenly triggers them to be like, wow, this is a real thing, you know?
Yeah. I'm in a different space, but it's interesting because they pretty much always expect me to say, oh, it was like a midlife crisis. I gave it up, whatever. But instead I'm just being honest. And all I really say is I'm still working hard, trying to get better with my singing, my vocals, my melody, my lyrics. And you could tell who's genuine, right? Some people are like, oh, good for you, man. Like, I wish I was, you know, chasing my dream. And but some people, you could tell, they have venom behind their eyes, man.
Yeah, 100%, dude. I think that's a great straight up answer that I got to continue to use, because I tend to go off and just because I love music so much, I'll just continuously explain myself, you know.
You should torture them, man. That's great. Give them a half hour diatribe about and ask them their opinion. Be like, you know, I'm thinking about this, but what do you, you know, just torture the shit out of them.
Oh, I love that, dude. I like, that's what we call it when I like show a bunch of people all my demos and stuff. I'm like, thanks for, like, as soon as I get to like the fourth song, I realize like I'm torturing them. And they're like, no, keep going. I'm like, all right, fine.
That's awesome. So what, tell us about your instrument. Is it your voice? Do you play an instrument? What's your instrument?
I think my main instrument is my voice for sure. I started on the uke. Just learned a couple chords. I learned to play One Day by Matisse Yahoo. And then from there on, I would like start singing other songs I knew on those chords. And I'm like, oh crap. And then I always just stayed on those chords.
Yeah.
And it was always a good way for me to kind of like, you know, practice singing, or besides like being in the car and stuff. But as things kind of progressed, I realized like, you know, like my voice can go a lot farther than I thought it would. I thought it could. And just by being myself, you know, and kind of expressing, you know, melodies or certain ways of talking about things in that sense, and not giving too much of a shit, you know?
Yeah. I think you hit on something that I don't think most people ever realize. I have found much more success just being myself and not trying to sing like, you know, like Eddie Mercury or George Michael or all these different, it's like, you got to realize you have your vocal box and your nose, your throat, everything's made your way. And I think it's just about getting better melodies. That's what I've kind of realized.
Oh yeah, dude. It's nuts. Like as soon as, the first session, or when I had first gone into a session to make my first song, I had told my friend Joey, I'm like, hey, I want to, you know, make it like this vibe or like do this. And he would kind of give me like this look like, oh, okay, for sure. And I knew it was like, yo, we're not going to try to be someone else, you know?
Yeah.
And he really like, you know, pushed me to just be myself, which was so, so huge and critical in terms of my growth. And, melody wise though, like as soon as someone told me like, yo, whatever you're trying to say right here is coming from your subconscious, I just like took off with that concept and like would just try to find whatever I was trying to say in my mumbles or whatever I was vibing with whenever, you know, a guitar would come on or a certain beat someone would send. And then that really like took my writing process to another level, I feel, because it took off a certain weight off my shoulders, feeling like I had to write a certain song. You know, it's like, yo, let me express how my weird mind works, because it everyone's mind works differently, and you don't ever need to compare it to other people's, you know. And even though that comes and goes, because, you know, not gonna lie, sometimes I'll see a song and I'll be like, damn, I wish I created that one, that one's so sick. And then I just get tied to it for like weeks, and I feel like that's what helps with you know, inspiration too, you know.
Absolutely, man. No, I totally agree with you. So tell us, what famous musicians do you admire, respect, look up to?
Well, I think I always, ever since I was a kid, I listened to a shit ton of Blink 182, Bob Marley, Bob Dylan. As I like got older, I really just transitioned into finding, I don't know, just so much new music. And I love listening to Post Malone and MGK. I listened to a lot of The Killers too back in the day. And I would say, yeah, I think it's a plethora of musicians. And I think when people ask me what type of genre I do or something, I always am like, ah, it's like a vibe of so many different influences I have. I feel like everyone I listen to is at the spot they're at because they were themselves and have their own voice, and they kind of had like this breakthrough of, you know, of something different. And I one artist or band I left out was Revolution. That was like my big thing in high school. It was that or Blink 182 and Post Malone for sure.
Okay. Tell us about this song we're going to hear. What do you want us to take away from it? What inspired it?
tell them stories. Well, I think the main thing to take away from that is don't take life so seriously. Live life to the fullest. And I always get caught in, you know, moments of worrying that a moment will be gone, and the next day, nostalgia hits really hard. And I want to stress the importance of, like, you know, not giving too much of a shit about life and being there in the moment.
It's a cool message, man. All right, let's take a listen, then we'll come back and talk, okay?
Thank you. Yeah, for sure. It's cool.
All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go, Dilvin.
I'm gonna go where the wind blows me. Find a couple people that know me, and we can make a couple good stories. When I die, don't cry, tell them for me. Tell them about the time losing my front teeth. Wish you could have seen me when drinks are free. Before I blacked out, someone kissed my cheek. Didn't know that girl, but a man knew me. And it's cuffing season, wedding season, didn't need a reason. I'm a people pleaser, pleasing people, following the feeling, yeah. Skinny dipping, it don't feel like June. I can see it through a shirt, and I know she want me too, yeah. Oh me, oh my. These nights feel like living for the first time. Bad things make good times. So I'ma go where the wind blows me. Find a couple people that know me, and we can make a couple good stories. When I die, don't cry, tell them for me. Low key, even when the dreaming left me lonely, wrote the melodies that feel holy. When I die, the dilemmas are letting me on stage. There's a girl in the front and a honey backstage. When they're different kinds of pretty but want me the same way, I'll send them both the Addy and see what we can arrange. Like, ooh, crazy how I'm drunk but I keep my shit straight. Like, ooh, I know that I'm blessed, I'm reminded every day. Oh me, oh my. These nights feel like living for the first time. Bad things make good times. So I'ma go where the wind blows me. Find a couple people that know me, and we can make a couple good stories. When I die, don't cry, tell them for me. Low key, even when the dreaming left me lonely, wrote the melodies that feel holy. When I die, dreaming about it since way back. Fell asleep in Rosalita with no gas. I can't give up on my dreams, I relapse. Tell them for me. I'm gonna see the whole world and mean that. And only when I turn gray, I'll relax. A legacy, legacy. So hey, Dad, I'll tell your stories.
That was a cool, vibey song, dude. I much respect.
Thank you so much, dude. That one definitely holds a lot of weight in my heart. I think it has a cool message that differentiates from a lot of my other songs. You know, a lot of the other stuff beforehand was so heartbreak, you know, bullshit. But yeah, this is like the like, yo, I get, you know, I'm going to take this music thing to a whole nother like level and kind of explain how I feel at this moment, you know?
Speaking of taking things to another level and explaining how you feel, I'm an 80s child, so I overuse the word dude, except in professional settings. So it seems like you're like a brother in that regard. Do you get shit for that? Sometimes people are like, why do you keep saying dude? And I've cut it compared to how I used to use it when I was a teenager or college. But in my heart, I like dude, dudette. I'm that kind of guy, I guess.
I'm literally stopping myself from saying dude as I'm like saying that. But I think like anytime I get shit for it is from someone in my family who's like out of state, and they'll be like, dude, like what are you saying? All your accent or like this. Or like my friend that I met in Australia came over and he's just like looking at me funny because I keep saying it. Or I accidentally called my mom Teresa, or I accidentally call her that sometimes when I'm like, dude, did you hear this? And I'm like, oh, I just called you dude. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But it's funny though. No, I feel that for sure.
It's also way, I have a great memory, but I'm not good with names until someone is like pretty much like a really good friend. Then I actually remember their name. So it's another, I think when I was younger, cover up for just saying, dude, you don't have to remember their name.
Yeah. And then like, I feel like at a certain point in life too, like when you say that and when they say your name, like when they're like, Dylan, and then I'm like, oh, what up, dude? And they're like, this guy definitely doesn't remember my name. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
But
no, it's funny because people that are close to me, they know sometimes when someone starts talking to you, and if I don't introduce them, it means I don't remember their name. So they kind of politely are like, hi, I'm, you know, so-and-so, Maria. And it just kind of takes the onus off me.
Oh, yeah. No, that's classic. I feel that for sure.
I got issues, man. I'm flawed. So I think we're all flawed. And that's probably a good title for a song, too.
Oh, that is a good song, dude. That's funny that you're saying that, because I'll go throughout or certain times throughout a day, like where some phrase will come up like that. And then you're like, damn, that would be a good way to like, you know, start a song off. And that, I think that's what's cool. Like when people ask, probably you or like, and even myself, where it's like, how do you start a song off? And I think it can, there is like maybe your comfortable way of doing things, but I think it's so cool when like it starts in another way. So like even that particular way, you know, that you're talking about, like song name first and then you go about that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I think also to most songwriters I've talked to, and you're probably in this group too, everyone keeps a journal for when you're kind of stuck, but you're never really stuck because my problem is I don't know what in the world to release. Like if I ever had a label, they would look at the 3,000 songs and say, that's a winner, that's a loser. Because there's just so much. And like you said, every day I'll email myself like 8 titles to songs and little lines everywhere. And the funniest thing in the world is my note list has grown tremendously. I haven't used those lines to write a song in months. So I have these really cool lines. You know, you hear a line in a song or you see a bus ad or something, but it's just there's content overload, you know?
No, yeah. And I think it's so tough sometimes for me too, because like when like we're deciding like what to release next, like especially now, it's tough because I like if it was my like choice, I mean, it's probably not the best choice, but just release them all, yeah. You know, because I always like I get like the importance of, you know, promoting it and doing all that. But I cannot wait to like show people when I'm with them. And I feel like that's what that's what I chase the most. Or like when I started doing this thing, I was like so caught up or stressed on like, how is it going to happen again?
Yeah.
You know? And I think that like when I'd be like, I'm stuck, but like you said, I don't think you're ever really stuck, especially creatively. I think there are funks, you know, that when you're not in the right headspace, you can maybe, you know,
yeah,
stress yourself out when you're like feeling like you're writing for the wrong reasons, you know, and not doing it because you love it, because that's why we do it, you know?
Yeah. And I think I understand as I've gotten older, the importance of an awesome manager, an awesome team, and even label, which, you know, they get a lot of crap because what they do is they help focus things and they do research and they say, hey, these people, they hate that song or they love the chorus, but they hate and it's more like making it ready for the masses. And sometimes it doesn't mean it loses its message. It just means, you know, you could be stuck on a line and be like, oh, that's such a cool slur. That's such a cool, I drop off the cliff there. And people are like, I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you have coming out for the fans this year. Any surprises?
So I think because I just released the EP, I think we're going to come out with an acoustic song, it's not all acoustic, but definitely acoustic bass with some, you know, cool light production around it that I really love. I think it has a really cool message behind that. And other than that, we have tons of music ready to release. I think what I really want to do is start playing a lot more shows and, you know, fiddling with playing the new stuff that I haven't released yet and see what really hits and then kind of go from there on that. But in the back line of that, we do have plans to release, you know, music every month or so with, you know, all the stuff that we think is the strongest, but you never know what the strongest is, you know. I think like for me, I feel like I tie my feelings to each song in such a unique way that I love them all. like equally depending on how I'm feeling. So I could listen to a song that I thought was my favorite yesterday, and then like if I'm not, say if I'm feeling like I'm not sad or something, and then I listen to a happy song, I like, you know, I guess you can kind of tie feelings to both of them, because you can be like, oh, at least I'm out of this rut, and I'm like thinking of this, I'm like, damn, this helped me, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, I get you. So tell us about your website, your socials. Where can people buy your stuff, stream it, and support you?
So yeah, everything from TikTok, Instagram, my website's got a little bit of merch on it, and I think I'm on every platform. Who knows with how many platforms are being created nowadays, but I try to stay in the loop with everything. I think you can get it on Spotify's, everything. I think it should be on everything. If it's not, DM me. I'll send you the specific Dropbox link if that'll help.
Yeah, awesome, man. Well, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Dylan. It was a blast, man. Love to have you on again anytime.
Yeah, hell yeah. That was amazing, Sorontos. I think, that was awesome, dude. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. So to all the fans out there, thank you for spending a few of your precious moments with the two of us. We sincerely appreciate it. My name is Sorontos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes look at their lives right here on The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night. I love you all.
Sign your divorce papers, but I'm so excited. No more wasting my good days on you. Riding the open highway, and I'm not nearsighted. No more wasting my dreams on you. I'm bigger than this, and I'm better than this. And I'm bigger than you, and I'm better than you. I don't want to waste my pretty on you. I won't let your heart take another bite. If you're speaking truth tonight, and you're not gonna keep me out from the light. Now my life is full of happy accidents, to the left, to the right, happy accidents. Happy accidents all day, every day, happy accidents. Dance with dynamite, it's true. But I'm done wasting my energy on you. Oh, you hate to love me, love to hate me. Your next toy might quit it too. But I'm not coming back, wasting my soul on you. I'm bigger than this, and I'm better than this. And I'm bigger than you, and I'm better than you. To waste my pretty on you. I won't let your heart take another bite. No more wondering if you're speaking truth tonight. And you're not gonna keep me out from the light. Now my life is full of happy accidents. To the left, to the right, happy accidents. All day, every day, happy accidents. Yeah, happy accidents.
all you know. Now my favorite color is me. I'm tuning out the world, I'm tuning into me. Happy accidents, to the left, to the right. Happy accidents, yeah, 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 yeah. Happy accidents, all day, every day. Happy accidents, yeah, 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 yeah. Happy accidents, hear what I say. Happy accidents, yeah, 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 yeah. Happy accidents.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.